I'm Izzy Rock, host of Tales from the Hard Side podcast, and you're listening to the Bad Parenting Podcast. Go rate, review, and subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher.
No sheep were harmed in the recording of this podcast.
Warning, the following auditory experience may contain themes of an adult nature. The opinions expressed are those of the podcasters and not of their respective employers, parents, and/or legal guardians. Content may not be appropriate for children, small animals, work, and your mom. Enjoy the show!
Knowledge!
Diabetes.
Fucking pussy babies need to toughen the fuck up!
Of course that was stopped.
I do lie down.
Oh my fucking god, I shit myself.
Was I supposed to do show prep?
This could be a while.
Cup face smash.
Bad Parenting Podcast, we're all up in your mom.
I always swore I'd never beat my children.
I'm drinking some milk, bitches.
We had gourmet cheese. No, I know why. Nothing ever gets done in Hollywood.
Oh, awesome.
If only you could see the glare.
Hey, I'm Justin. No, that doesn't work either.
Oh my god, the smell. I hope you're ready for a clusterfuck of epic proportions.
Love your children while keeping your sanity. This is the Bad Parenting Podcast.
Yes, welcome to episode 141 of Bad Parenting Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Jody.
And we apologize for the delay between shows over the holidays here, but between... the being sick around the Christmas time stuff, and then New Year's being New Year's, and these was a weird year where everything fell on the weekends.
Yes.
Which is when we normally record, so it just didn't quite work out for us and stuff.
Per se. Yeah.
And things. So it's now 2017. Woo!
Woohoo!
And I know there's been plenty of people out there that are like,
you know, I don't want to hear that 2016 sucked, and it's not the year that sucks, but
there were some shitty things that happened in 2016, I'll phrase it that way. So I'm kind of glad to see that year closed, and hopefully trying to have some optimism for 2017.
That's about where I am.
I think we're trying to start out on the right foot. We've been getting off of our asses and doing some good old-fashioned sweating because we've been doing the exercising and stuff, and we've been eating better.
Yeah.
And we both kind of just kicked on and started doing it. Didn't really talk to each other. We just started bringing healthier things home, and they're like, oh, you're doing that, and you want to do that? Oh, we'll do it together. So
yeah, that's kind of how it came about. Is it's really weird because I've never coincided my get in shape with New Year's before.
Right.
It's never been a thing I've been compelled to do.
Right.
And I don't bag on people who are, because
I've never had a problem with a New Year's, New You thing.
I get the concept.
Right.
Like, it feels like a fresh thing, and it gives you, like, this deadline of, I'm going to stop being bad on the 31st and start being good. I get it. But I've never done it before.
Right.
And this time, it just literally happened to coincide.
Right.
I had no, like, ooh, I'll start at the new year. It had nothing to do with that. But it just happened to, like, the 3rd was the day I was like, yep, I'm getting off my ass today.
Yep.
So... Yeah.
No, and I've been doing it too. I've been contemplating going and utilizing the free access to the gyms I have more when I go to the hotels and whatnot. And I had to get over myself because the biggest thing I don't like is like, and I don't know why they do this, but every fucking gym that I go to
with the glass windows,
where you're basically like in an aquarium, you're like in a hamster cage,
and people can look at you.
And it's not so much that I mind that people look at me; it's that I've never used any of that equipment before.
Yeah.
I've never used a treadmill. I've never used an elliptical. I've done like the old ass ghetto stationary bikes where you have the big knob that you turn one way to increase the resistance and the other way to loosen it off. And that's it. So I've never all these new fancy schmancy ones that do all this, computerized stuff for you. And it's going to take me time to figure that out. And I don't want somebody like, I can come help you with that. No, I don't want your help. I just want to figure this out. If I wanted help, I'd ask somebody for help. But
you're right. To an extent, you have to get over yourself and just do it, because nine times out of ten, nobody's going to bug you one way or the other.
And it's always a lot of it's in your head. They're not actually, they're not watching you.
Yeah.
You know, you think they're watching you, but they're really
except
not.
Except when you're staring at people in their bikinis.
I was not staring. That I felt so bad for. My God. So I give the woman props because her kid's probably 4 or 5. You could tell that she was conscious of her body. I cannot talk tonight. She was very self-aware of what she looked like, but she held it down and she was wearing a two-piece.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't really call it a bikini because it was more like boy shorts on the bottom, but it was still a two-piece. And the way this particular hotel was laid out, the gym was attached, had a column wall with a pool.
Right.
And there was it was all windows.
The aquarium windows.
The aquarium windows, once again. And I was on the treadmill, which faced the aquarium windows, which faced the pool. And I had been watching TV, but I had forgotten to change the channel before I got on the treadmill. I was already in the middle of my routine, and it was like one of those true crime shows.
Yeah.
Like the really crappy.
Something I would have liked and you hate.
No. I don't mind like the ones like murder mysteries and whatnot, but this is like one of those ones that have like those super shitty reenactments.
Oh, yeah.
That are like way cheesy.
Yep.
That those are just like, ugh. And it was on, so I'm like, luckily the volume wasn't loud enough, so I turned my music up so I didn't have to listen to that. So I'm just bebopping to the music. I'm kind of staring off in the distance.
Or what you thought was the distance.
Right. But I realized after a while that I came out of like, you know,
the reverie.
Well, Space Cadet, because I kind of zone out when I get into, it's like when I'm doing stuff like that, I kind of get into a zone. I'm not, what's going on around me kind of disappears and I just get doing what I'm doing. It's how I get work done. It's how I survive having 3 kids. Sometimes you just got to tune them out. So I had the music blaring and I'm just not really running. I was like trotting at best. And then I realized when I came to snap out of it that she was giving me some really weird looks. And then I thought about it. I'm like, oh my God, I've been looking her general direction for like, I God knows how long. And it finally registered. Then I did a whole like quick turn your head, look away, which then makes you look guilty.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, that, and now you can't recover from that. So I can't look back. But now my head.
I can't look at her. I can't look past her. I can't look.
But now my head's kind of cocked to the side. So I'm like running at this weird angle. And so I'm like, finally, thankfully, I was working out late enough that the pool closed and they had to leave. And I'm like, oh, thank God. And so, but it was just like, I'm sorry, I really wasn't trying to make you, you know, uncomfortable or be creepy or anything like that, but I know I succeeded because I'm always inadvertently creepy. It's just...
Yeah, you're now the creepy guy at the gym. Congratulations.
I know, right? So we got our treadmill set up.
Yep.
And it is, we're trying out a few different, we're not sure where it's going to land in the house yet. Currently, it's in the living room because that's the quickest way. Well, it is, but it was also the quickest place we could put it up, and we don't have a spare room we can toss it in.
Yeah. Or a basement.
That was what I was thinking. This house would be perfect if it had a basement.
It would be perfect if it had a basement, but it would also be flooded. So.
Well, I know. That's why
we're at the bottom of the water table here.
Yeah, I know. They don't have basements in this area, but I mean, it just...
Well, they do, just not in this
area,
because we were right next to the creek. Yep. We would flood. That basement would be permanent. It would be a pool. It would not be a basement.
It'd be permanently moist. I know. So I've almost like, it would almost like, we could do a daylight basement and just lift it up, but that's not cost effective. I know. But, so that's one thing we're going to have to take into consideration when we do the remodel is, are we going to put it in like an exercise room? Like, are we going to, we can make the space for it easily. We just have to figure out a place to put it. So it's kind of awkward where it's at, but luckily it folds up quick enough that we can roll out of the way if we need to when we have guests over and whatnot. But it involved reorganizing the living room yet again a wee bit. So it's our life. But we've both been on it every day.
Yep.
This weekend. And then we had a little bit of a break last week due to Trent's birthday. That's the one thing I forgot to put in the notes. So
Trent's birthday... was his birthday's tomorrow, the 9th, but we were supposed to have the party yesterday, the 7th. He desperately wanted to have it at Dave & Buster's. Mm-hmm. We went to a party there last year, and he just thought that was the coolest thing ever. Right. So he desperately wanted to have it there, which is fine. So we get it all scheduled, all on the calendar. We pay the freaking deposit on the whole thing. We put out the invites. Everything's a go, and then we find out that it's going to snow.
Well, they don't know what it's going to do.
But first they were like, no, definitely, it's going to snow 6 inches on Friday in Portland, which is, I know, to some of you, not a big deal, but in Portland, 6 inches is literally the apocalypse.
To some, 6 inches is really big, so just be nice, all right?
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
So it was a big threat of the storm. And then as the week moved on, it turned into it's going to be an ice storm, which is actually even more detrimental to traffic. And blah, blah, blah. Long story short, we decided on Friday afternoon to go ahead and
with all the current reports we had at the time, it was going to be super icy and super gross and super nasty, and we knew that it was just going to kill the attendance. And I didn't, for multiple reasons, I didn't want to have it if that happened, because A, I didn't want Trenton to be bummed out that there was nobody at his party. B, I know I don't want to pay for nobody to be at the party and just have it all go to waste. So we talked to them about it. We said, hey, look, we'll take you out to do something fun tonight when we get off work, but we're going to have to postpone your party. And he actually took it phenomenally well for a five-year-old. I was really impressed with how he wasn't freaking out about it. He wasn't super bummed. He took it pretty well. So we ended up doing a little impromptu trip to John's Incredible Pizza just for dinner and a couple games, and that was just pitiful.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it was awful. So we've been to John's Incredible Pizza since it opened up. We've been bunch. We used to love it. Lived closer to it.
Well, but even so, they had a lot of games. We've talked about it on the show before. Yeah. We always called it for Vegas for kids.
Yeah.
They had a lot of games. They had good buffet. It was a buffet style setup, but it was good food.
That's why it sounds like Vegas is
right.
You pay to get in by buying your dinner at the buffet.
And then everything else comes
with it. And then everything else you can pay for the games on a little card thing. But almost every single one of their games was malfunctioning in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Some of them you couldn't get the readers to read your cards, so you couldn't play them. Some of you couldn't, they weren't turned on at all.
Right.
Some of them, once you got it to scan your card, it would act like it had, it would charge you the credits,
but wouldn't start the game.
Some of the games themselves were malfunctioning to where we paid for like 9 credits for fucking air hockey with Trent, and it just there's a like a little guard halfway.
You were at the kids table and it's got the guard so you don't take a puck to the face,
right?
And the guard sags in the middle so you can't get the puck through.
It literally like it just goes there in the middle and it goes tink and it stops. And Trent was just like so aggravated.
Yeah, which rightfully so. and then the food. Like the food used to be really good. The
food used to be really good. This time it was really subpar. The pizza was still, I feel, pretty close to the same. You thought the pizza was worse, but I'm saying everything other than the pizza was so far worse than it used to be. Ezra used to love, they used to have stroganoff, and they used to take all the pastas and make them and have them in individual trays. Now they just put wet, soggy, plain noodles.
And then you go
grab grab whichever sauce you want.
Right.
But it's gross.
And then the noodles sit, the way the noodles are done, they get mushy.
They get mushy and crispy on top. It's just gross.
Yeah.
I wasn't eating any of that stuff that night. I just had salad and I had a slice of pizza.
Well, see, for me, it was like, I love salad and I love a good salad bar. So that's really what I was stoked for. And the salad bar sucked.
It did.
And then I'm like, okay, so I need to go find something else. So I overtried it. And they have this, sounds really weird, but it's a spicy peanut butter pizza or spicy peanut pizza. And they put a little bit of peanut butter in the sauce and whatnot. And it shouldn't work, but it does. And I fucking love it. And that was gross. And so then I basically tried one of everything. Damn near, and everything I ate a little bit of it, and it was all just disgusting. Even the usually the cinnamon rolls they have there are decent too. Yeah. Nope, those are gross. So the only thing I enjoyed the entire night was the blue icy, or no, I got the white cherry icy.
Yeah,
and
but it spit out a bunch of shit on you when you tried to use the machine.
Right, yeah. So now I kind of know what a girl feels like when she, you know. You take a load to the. It was just white stuff spraying everywhere, but it was. It was super bummer to me to see a business like that that was doing really good and was thriving because it was doing so good. Then it turns around and they completely. I don't know if there's been some sort of a mandate or what they've done to cut costs or whatnot, and now it's just shit. And so you went and actually spoke with the manager because you were so flustered with everything.
Yeah, the third time that something didn't work for me, I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to be that lady. I'm going to have to go speak with a manager.
Yep.
And I don't even like being that lady. I know how to do it when I need to do it, but...
We both have been exposed to the service industry.
Right.
We both have family who's worked in the service industry. We're very sensitive to that.
Right. So I'm like... I walk up and the lady is there and I'm like, can I talk to the manager, please? And, you know, she gets that look like, oh, shit. And I'm like, no, I'm not that lady. I'm not that lady. I need somebody to hear me. Mm-hmm. And so she got the manager out and he comes up and he's like looking around for who called the manager up. And I'm like, it's me. It's me. Hi. And I'm like, I'm trying to smile more than I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a really upset, but I'm not upset at you personally. I just want something done about this because we paid a lot of money for a night out with the family, and it's just been kind of shitty.
Well, that was the other thing, too, is the cost went way up.
Yeah, well, it's about the same.
No, because last time, I remember distinctly the last time we went through it was like $65-70, and it bumped to 100 for all five of us to be out there with the ticket tokens and whatnot for the games. So it was just, the whole night was a disappointment. And then the ice storm, while it did hit, and it would have it kept a lot of people from coming,
yes,
didn't hit us at all. So Trent's kind of looking at us like, you sons of bitches.
Like, he really was like, we could go anywhere we want right now. This is not...
Yeah.
He doesn't understand that in Portland and Clackamas, it is bad.
Yeah. And so he just kind of has to look at us and he's like, y'all just didn't want to do it today. I see how it is. So felt bad about that all the way around. And yeah, it was just... There was no... The only benefit to all of this is we had already had it in our heads. This was going to be, we were going to hunker down and we were just going to stay home.
Yeah.
And we weren't going to go anywhere. So we got a bunch of the stuff at the house done that we haven't been, it's been sitting on the back burner on our to-do list for quite some time.
Some of the stuff. I will point out that a lot of the things we said we will get done this weekend, we came up with such other, like, oh, let's do this instead. Like, I've spent a majority of my time yesterday in the fucking, and today, in the kitchen. Cooking. I have cooked more food in the last 2 days than I have cooked in a long old time before that. And I cooked a bunch on Friday, too. Like, and I'm just spending all my time in the kitchen.
And I have to say, just so you know, it's appreciated, and it was yummy. All of it was delicious, and it was actually really healthy, too. Today's a little off.
Today's was not healthy.
Today's was not healthy, but it was goddamn tasty. Homemade taquitos, man. Yeah. I mean, that was just like...
Creamy chicken taquitos.
Oh, fuck yes. Really, I was I'm over here getting all hot and bothered just thinking about it again.
And banana bread.
Yeah. Oh, and that turned out awesome.
It did. And it's probably the best banana bread I've ever made.
Right. And so... And that was also a debacle. I mean...
I know, because...
So, I legitimately needed to go to the store yesterday. Not because of the possible impending snowmageddon and, oh my God, we're going to die and nobody's going to ever see us again and we're not going to get supplies for weeks, but because we usually go about once a week and go out and get restock some of our supplies and whatnot, etc. And I get to Safeway and I can't find a parking space. I'm like, oh fuck, everybody thinks the world's coming to an end and so they're all stocking up, right? And I get in there and it was just a sea of people and everybody was scrambling and everybody was bumping into everybody else. And the one thing I will say is everybody was super cheery. Like, really, really happy. It was really kind of strange to see him that happy, considering what was going on. So I'm like, all right. So we go in there, we get everything we needed to stock up on and get in a few items for the food you were making. And then we sat in line for like 12, 15, almost 20 minutes just to get to the register to get checked out. And this time it actually wasn't through any fault of their own. They had all the registers open. All of them were hopping. It's just, I think everybody in Columbia County thought the world was going to end. And so they were going to Safeway.
Yep.
Leading us into today, where the overripe bananas we had actually done this weird thing where they had dried out.
Instead of getting mushy, they got dry. Like, I peeled them and they were like...
Dust.
They were almost...
Yeah. It was gross.
It was really gross.
And so I was like, okay, fine. Go to the store. I'll get some overripe bananas from the store and we'll... And then we need a baking soda, too. Get to Safeway and it's wiped. I mean, you would have thought, like... I mean, it was just, there was nothing, no bananas, no this, couldn't find the baking soda, there's empty shelves. So I found another local market in town that had all that stuff, and we went there instead. We made the banana bread, so it's, long story short, we got it all, but it was just like, everything this weekend was like overly complicated because of the storm that didn't really occur. I hear it's hitting where my work office is pretty hard, so I'm going to be interested to see if there's enough people that can make it into the office tomorrow night, or they're just going to shut it down due to the driving conditions, because I know that area seems to be pretty sketchy right now as far as the ice is concerned, but we'll see. It was not, the weekend did not at all go as we had planned, but I still think it was a good weekend in general.
Yeah, we got a lot done.
Did the family game night last night.
While we didn't do a game tonight, we did sit down with them and have some good times, and... I mean, most of the time we're just trying to get them to leave us alone so we can finish some of the projects, but they're home, they're in their own space, they're being brotherly and sisterly and whatnot, and for reasons we'll get to in a moment, Ezra's kind of forced into being a decent human.
So. Oh, yeah. Ezra is on lockdown so hard.
So hard.
Do you need to pause so you can take care of whatever that is? Or?
No. Okay. No. It's not taking up that much of my attention.
Okay. So, yeah, it was just... I said it went well, all things considered. Now, was that Thursday or Friday? No, it was Thursday that we got that call, right?
Yes, because he went to school on Friday afterward. Yes.
Right. So, natural or whatever segue into it.
Thursday evening, you get a phone call and you go, oh, shit.
Well, I look at my phone, I'm like, And my ex and I, we stay in communication in regards to Ezra, but it's always either text or email. And that's just because we're like, hey, here's an update, or this is an update, or here's his grades, or whatever. But we don't ever really talk to each other on the phone unless one of us is driving and we have to respond to the other one in a timely fashion for something. So I know it was like almost bedtime and we're sitting there and all of a sudden my phone started, we're eating dinner and my phone starts ringing and I look at it and it's her. I'm like, I'm processing it because it was a flashback to when you and I first started dating. Mm-hmm. That anytime that I would ever get a phone call from her, it was either the sky was falling and the kids were being horrendous nightmares and she needed my help in getting them under control, or her car broke down and she needed somebody to come rescue her, which in this particular scenario, I may have actually considered doing if she had her youngest with her, because I didn't want that poor little girl out in the cold. Or something like really weird was going, like something big was happening with Ezra. So I answered the phone and just from the way she responds, she just like starts off the conversation with, hey, I'm like, uh-oh. She's like, so, and I'm like, when it was like the long drawn out, so I'm like, oh no, what's this? And then I see Ezra kind of like starting to cower and sink in the corner.
And I say, and I lean over to him. He instantly turned red.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did you do something at your mom's house that you got in trouble for? Like, I was thinking maybe he got in trouble and he already knew he was in trouble and he just hadn't told us. And he's like, no, nothing. I don't know what's going on, you know? And then I hear a couple of keywords coming out of the phone. I'm like, oh, snap. And I couldn't help from, I was laughing and smiling way too much.
Right.
Way too much.
So the short version of the story is they took a trip to her grandma has a beach house in Newport. She took a trip with her boyfriend, his kids, and her kids, and they all went to the beach house for New Year's Eve and did the whole New Year's thing there at the beach and so on and so forth. And then sometime after her and the boyfriend went to bed, the boys, her boys, so my son Ezra, and then her two other kids, being instigated, well, not being, basically they smoked pot.
Right.
And Ezra partook in it.
Yep.
Because his older brothers were, and this is when I say all these things, I'm not excusing the behavior. Boy, howdy, am I not excusing the behavior? But we've all
been there, right. I think. I mean, most of us have been in this situation where somebody older and quote unquote cooler than you is doing something. You better not be like the one person who's like, no, I can't, guys, I can't do it.
But after, so we go through the whole thing, and then all of a sudden, Ezra's phone starts vibrating on the table. And it's going, zzz, zzz, and I'm like, and that's why I was like, Ezra, hand me your phone, because he was going to grab it. I'm like, nope, hand me the phone. And so he very sheepishly kind of hands it over and gives it to me, and I unlock it. And it's his brother, not his oldest brother, but the middle brother. He's like, whatever you do, don't tell mom this. This is what we told her. And so he's trying to scheme with Ezra about, you know, it's this concerted lie that we're going to tell him. And so I'm like, oh. So, and I'm like, to my ex, I'm like, hey, so by the way,
not just don't tell, blah, 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 but like, don't tell, you know, like, we've got it under control. Don't say a fucking word.
No, it wasn't like that. Oh. It was panicked. Okay. It was all panicked. It was all, whatever you do, don't say this, blah, blah, blah. If you do, it's going to be crazy over here, something like that. And I said, just so you're aware, right now, your son is saying this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And then she's like, and she turns around and yells his name, and then I get a text message, fuck. on Ezra's phone. Yeah. I'm like, yep, you're busted, buddy. And so we had to do the whole rigmarole of go through the whole thing.
Well, it's a difficult proposition because you have multiple people at multiple houses who need multiple different discipline scenarios.
Yeah.
Because the oldest needs a very different reprimand than the youngest.
Right.
The youngest needs a reprimand of, just because other people do are doing dumb shit doesn't mean you do dumb shit. And I'm not expecting you to be a rat and tell on them, but you don't have to do it.
Yeah, you don't have to partake either.
And, yeah. But the oldest needs, like, you're helping a 12-year-old smoke pot.
Right, and that's part of what we're going to get down to here, is that there's a whole litany of issues that this could have opened up for him.
Yeah.
As far as trouble goes. And whatnot. And so the whole thing was just like, bottom line was, he's heard about how cool it is from his older brother and his older sister.
For years.
And
they got busted all the way back when they lived in Wood Village or whatever that is.
Yeah, doing it. So he's like, and so I just wanted to try it. I'm like, okay. I said, I told him, I get it. And I understand that. I'm like, but, and I said, I don't even have a problem with pot. I don't have a problem with pot. I don't have a problem with somebody having a beer, but only when you are of the legal age to do so. And I said, now, I've said that. I'm also going to tell you, I did this before my legal age, and I got my ass handed to me for it when I tried it. I said, so I'm trying to help you learn from the mistakes that I made, and Jody's trying to help you learn from the mistakes she made, and you can't be doing this. And then I also went into, because we're having a huge problem with him not realizing that the decisions that you make don't just affect you.
Yeah.
They can affect other people. And so we made it very clear to him that his younger siblings over here are not to hear about any of the benefits or positives or whatever he's trying to do. And he lost access to pretty much every fucking thing in the house but his books.
Yep.
He is on like the most stringent of lockdowns. And part of that is that you're kind of now your little brother and little sister's bitch if we need you to be.
Yep.
So, like, we needed to get something done out here.
Trent really wanted to play a battle thing, and you could tell that even on his best day, Ezra wouldn't want to do it.
Right.
And I'm like, Ezra, guess what you get to go do?
You get to go play this Minecraft battle
thing. And then he starts like, Trent, you're cheating. Trent, you're doing this, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, who's bitch at this point? No. Trent gets away with everything right now.
He
can do
whatever the hell he wants, because you got to make him happy. Yeah, and so then also, it's been one of those things, too, like, if he makes a comment about how stupid somebody is, and I'm like, okay, I kind of like when a 12-year-old decides to smoke weed, and he just looks at me like, Dad. I'm like, no, not Dad, nothing. So right now, we're still working through all the crap with my ex, and as far as all the, collaborative punishment is concerned and whatnot. It was just, it was one of those times as a parent where you know that this point in time is coming in their life. It's almost every kid does it.
Yeah.
And but so
I was in a grade where the people were a year older than me. So I went on my freshman year, I was actually 13.
Right.
I was about to turn 14. And that's the year that I was exposed and started smoking pot and all that stuff.
Right.
So granted, he's one of the youngest in his age group, in his class. But that actually makes it less defense. Like, he's 12, man.
Right.
I was 14 at least.
Right.
And
well, and that's the thing for me, is that it's just one of those things that his brothers don't know when to keep their mouth shut and when not to talk to him about things. And his mom, up until this point, has not done a very good job at enforcing or being on top of that kind of stuff. And I've told her about it multiple times. We worked on it and done what we can. And now it's come back to bite everybody in the ass. So the good news is that this has been an ongoing problem with her oldest son, who's not of age yet.
Right.
He's basically going to be going into a, more or less like a counseling program, just to see what it is that he's going through that makes him think he needs to cope with this. Cause once again, I want to make it very clear that we don't have a problem with people smoking weed. I'm happy that it's legalized. I think it should be legalized federally. I think that, I'm all for that stuff, but a 12-year-old need not be doing it.
Right.
And there's studies.
I don't advocate kids drinking before they're 21 either. I advocate exposure.
Right.
We
gave Ezra a sip of wine at Christmas. Let him see what it tasted like.
Right.
That's not a big issue.
Right.
Until I found out about this, because now it's like, we
gave him an inch and he took a mile.
There's a lot of trust and whatnot with all this stuff.
Granted, he had taken the mile before we gave him the inch. We just didn't know it.
Right, exactly. So it was just, the whole thing was, it was one of those things that at times as a parent where you know what's going to happen and you know what's coming, and but you're still not, no matter how prepared you think you are for it, you're still not prepared for it. And it was just super disappointing.
Yeah. I just kept having flashbacks.
Right.
I was like, I'm turning into my dad.
Well, but it was just, for me, it was just one of those things that I'm trying to get him to not make similar mistakes to what I made in the realm of don't do something just because you want to try to fit in. Like, I don't,
right.
Do what you want, what makes you happy in life, as long as you're not intruding upon other people's rights or whatnot. But if you're just doing something to be part of the cool crowd, especially something stupid like that, you don't. And then we started talking about all the different ways that this could cause problems outside of just, you know, him. I'm like, what if a cop caught you guys? You'd actually have, you would have, it could have very well ended up in a juvie detention facility for some length of time. I'm not saying you go there for whatever, but at the very least, they'd hold you there for a while until they figure out what to do. There's the possibility of that. Not that it's very likely, but I'm always going worst case
more,
scenario.
More than likely, he would have gotten a ticket.
And... right. Yeah. And there would have been a court date, et cetera. Yeah. I said, not to mention the fact that, you know, this whole thing broke loose because your mom's boyfriend's daughter heard you guys talking about it, and she was super uncomfortable with it, and she went to her parents and ratted you guys out. I said, now, there's a possibility that if this is too much heat for him to handle, like, let's say his ex is freaking out because he's exposing their kids to whatever, and she doesn't like this, he could very well, you know, leave because, you know, the water's too hot, and that almost did happen. I'm like, so there's all these repercussions of things that you don't even think about that you're, you know, I'm like, so you've got to be, it's about being smart with your decisions. And that was a very dumb one. And I think he gets it, but now it's just a matter of reinforcing it and really making sure to drive it home. But I was so disappointed in him that he did that. Once again, it's one of those things it's this fine line you tread, because I don't want there to be any type of, you know, unnecessary fear of those things. Because once again, I'm an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. I'm an advocate for these things, but as a consenting adult. And it's getting him to understand that consenting adult portion of it that causes a problem. And so it was a super... super big bummer all the way around. Yeah, so we can just mark that one off the list. So yeah, you know, kids, don't do drugs.
Drugs are bad. Okay.
And one of the things I am going to make him do is I'm going to make him do some research on the effects that marijuana can have on the developing brain, because there are some negative side effects to a developing, you know, once again, a child's brain. That, you know, especially if you're not, like, there's plenty of research that shows there's benefits if you're, like, extracting certain cannabinoids and whatnot and medicinally this and whatever. But if you're not, you know, you're just, you're doing the wrong stuff. And then also I had to have the conversation with him about, I'm like, so where did this weed come from? Like, who supplied it? Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, it came from my big brother. I'm like, okay, where'd he get it from? Well, I don't know. I'm like, so you don't know your supplier. Number one rule in life, you always know your fucking supplier. You got to trust your supplier, man. You don't smoke your own supply, like if you're selling it, and you don't, I didn't tell him that, but.
I was going to say, don't you dare give him any ideas.
I'm like, but you know, you need to know the source, because there's the most common possibility is you're getting some like bullshit fucking basil or whatever, oregano in a goddamn bag. Or on the heavier side of it, you're getting something that's laced with something else, and you could have a really bad fucking experience with it, i.e. what happened to my mom when she was a teenager. So I'm like, there's so many factors and things you didn't take into account when you did this that shows that you are not mature enough yet to handle doing something like that. So you should not have been doing it. And therefore we're going to have to put you on immediate lockdown, and there are going to be things that are going to be lost. And I'm still seriously contemplating going out and getting one of those phones that has like five buttons on it. And because of the embarrassment factor.
Yeah.
Like you legitimately, like if you get this phone that all it can do is
like Milhouse on Simpsons. Yeah. Like my cricket phone. Well, but, or not but, cricket. What is the old people phone? Jitterbug.
Jitterbug, yeah.
Jitterbug.
Right. But this one is one of those ones where it's got like the big red button means fire, the big blue button means police, this button means mom, and it's like, we'll just treat you like a kindergartner. You want to act like an idiot child, we'll treat you like an idiot child. You know? That was just phenomenal to have to, you know. And it was like, I looked at him too, I said, you know, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf in some of my parenting styles here, because you and I have been having talks about, you know, we've both lately have been a little more on edge and trying to not blow up as quickly as we have been in the past with the kids. And we're both trying to keep a lot cooler heads about when dealing with them. And so I was like, and I thought I was doing really good Thursday. Like, we're going to talk things out. We're going to, you know, this and that. And that happens. I was like, oh my God, do I want to yell and scream right now? I want to like yell and scream and throw something at his head. And I couldn't do it. I'm like, ugh.
You're like, I'm not going to yell at you, but I really am.
Well, seriously, I had flashbacks to Homer in my head. Why, you little? And just sitting there just choking him out. It's like, you stupid, 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 stupid person. What the fuck, dude? That was just no fun whatsoever. And then amongst all that, we had a gimpy dog.
Yeah, the other night, and I'm going to fuck up the timeline because I just don't remember, but the other night she came hauling ass from the, she does her little, I've done a poop dance in the house where she comes in here, she runs, and she snagged her dew claw on the carpet.
And ripped it.
And ripped it almost off.
Right.
And for the first day, we're like, well, maybe it just needs time to heal, and we left it alone. But by the next day, she
snagged it again.
Yeah, she snagged it again. It was just nasty looking.
So I'm like, all right, we're going to have to get her to the vet. So I had to take her to the vet yesterday, and they were able to squeeze us in. And basically, I don't think it's coming back. From the looks of it, they had to remove it.
Yeah.
Because she had done so much damage to it. And she's like, yeah, basically what we're going to do is we're just going to do a snip, and then we'll patch it up and get a bandage on it real quick. She's like, so it's going to look like a hot mess when you open it up. It's going to be all bloody and whatnot. I'm like, that's fine. It's not a big deal. Oh, we have a Trent crying.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and we're back from a Trent interruption.
Nightmares.
Yeah, he's having those rough nights. She had yanked the dew claw pretty hard, and so took her to the vet. And the vet looked at it and did a once over on her. And she's like, yeah, basically what we're going to do is we're going to snip it, patch it up. It'll look pretty bloody and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you're going to hear a yip. So you can tell they deal with like a lot of, like, I guess, frantic pet owners. She's like, so don't worry about it. It'll just be like snip, ouch, and done. I'm like, I get it. It's all good. And so she's like, but we're going to take her back to the back where we have a clean table and whatnot. Plus, also, it doesn't make you the bad guy. I'm like, totally cool. And so I'm sitting there waiting. All of a sudden, I hear this. She let out one hell of a yarp. Yep. I'm like, oh, there it was.
A yarp.
Yeah.
He said a yarp.
It was pretty much a yarp. It was like a yelp and a yip and a bark. And it was yarp is about the closest thing to come to it. And so the vet comes back. She's like, yep. So she did one, you know, pretty loud. I'm like, I know, I heard it out here. She's like, yeah, my ear's still ringing, because she was like right here when it happened. She's like, otherwise, she was really good when we turned the rest of her claws. And they put her on a round of antibiotics and some pain meds and whatnot, and had us leave the bandage on for about 24 hours. And she's all good to go today. In fact, she was actually miserable all night and partially this morning. And it turns out some of the tape on the wound had like attached the fur. And so whenever she moved, it was ripping her fur out. So she was yipping because of that.
She was not a happy camper all day yesterday. And so this morning when we took that off, she was like instantly like, oh, and I can lick my wounds and it's fine. Yay.
Yeah.
She's been pretty good all day.
Yeah. She really hasn't looked at too much or anything. So we're just keeping an eye on it. And she's on her antibiotics and she's good to go, but she's been extra snuggly.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
But she has not wanted to snuggle with me at all. Like, because I helped take the bandage off this morning. I think she's mad at me.
She might be.
Because she has not... She normally wants my attention and wants to be up next to me. And even just before we recorded, normally she comes up and she lay... If you're in your office chair, she'll come up and lay next to me just like Rocket does. And she wouldn't do it. She was like, I'll go over here on this couch.
Well, actually, I think it's more that she's mad at me. Because I haven't really properly sat down at all today to snuggle with her. And I've been getting dirty looks all day long. So once we crawl into bed here and she can hop up there and give me some good snuggles, I think she'll be fine. I will say, that kind of can let us toss into a budgeting talk really quick. A real short one. That was one of those situations that under normal circumstances, it would have been harder to find the cash.
Yeah, over $100.
Yeah, it was $118 and some change to get that all patched up. But because we've got money, you know, set aside for stuff like this and things where we need them to be, I'm like, okay, she needs to go to the vet. I'm going to take her to the vet tomorrow.
Yeah, I even suggested when it was at night and it was like hanging. I was like, we could take her to Dove Lewis, which is pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's an emergency vet.
An emergency 24-hour thing.
Yeah, but we were able to get her lay down and be comfortable enough that we were able to wait till the next morning.
Oh, but last night, every time I moved,
yep.
Every time I moved, she's just,
Well, what we found out today when we were taking it off, it's because part of it had adhered to the bandage, plus the tape was pulling her fur.
I don't blame her for being sensitive. It was just a really rough night.
It was. Did you hear Tempe laugh when I talked to her about that?
No.
When I made that joke?
No.
And so we were talking. Oh. You said it was a really rough night. I'm like, yeah, it was a really rough night. And she looks at me and then she got it. And she started laughing. She's like cackling.
She was. She was cackling pretty hard.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, that was when we were playing Sorry last night.
That's right.
Which Trent won.
Yep.
And then Ezra was all butthurt that we wouldn't play for second place. I'm like, no, everybody else got second. Like,
you lost.
That kid, man.
Well, he's the perfect example of those who like want trophies for everything. And I'm like, but we don't do that. That's the funny thing. It's like, no, we don't give out trophies for everything. You didn't win. Therefore, you lost. Therefore, there's...
And, I mean, it's the night before the kid's fifth birthday. Like,
yeah.
Maybe don't grind him into the ground. Like, right. Ezra takes pleasure in that game of bumping people. Like, so does Tempe now.
Right.
But originally she didn't.
Right. But now you'll also understand, like, why I usually just set my targets on Ezra.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I have to take somebody else out because it's the only thing that makes sense, and he'll know that I'm actively targeting him otherwise. Otherwise, if that's not the case, I'm like, nope, anytime I get a chance I get, I'm going to knock your ass back into... Even if I lose the game, I don't care if I win. I just want to make sure he doesn't win.
That's it's my just only... distracting how vicious he is.
Yeah. So, it was, so it's been an interesting couple of days between the ice storm that didn't ice over here.
The ice storm that didn't ice, yes.
Yeah,
the storm that didn't storm.
To the Duclaw debacle, and then the Ezra thinks he's all gangster to smoke weed and shit, and... blah, blah, blah.
Some of the chip on his shoulder over the last couple of weeks kind of makes sense now.
Yeah. Like, why? Like, you could tell. I think he, like, genuinely...
thought
like,
it was a rite of passage of some kind.
Was, like, guilty or what? It felt guilty about it. And
no, but I mean, like, it has felt like he all of a sudden was cooler. Like, he like, he thought he was cooler now. Like, he was above some of this kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, you still like Pokemon, and you still like, you know, like some of the stuff that he would never admit to liking in front of his friends, but will fucking fight to the death with his brother and sister about.
So I know that we have some family, some friends, and some listeners who had him either in Words with Friends or in that Marco Polo app or would text him. Ezra has disappeared.
Yeah, Ezra has completely disappeared. Yeah, he can't even use his Fitbit that we got him for Christmas. Like, he wasn't wearing it. But I made him put it back on because you still can count your steps. Yeah. You just can't play any of the fun games that he was playing with it. I'm like, see, you're still going to count and make sure you're staying active.
I'll happily connect it to his phone and sync it once or whatever a week. But he doesn't know where his phone is.
Mm-mm.
It's actively turned off. It'll only be turned on when I turned it on. And I had told him, I said, when it comes back down to it, this is either going to get locked down so hard. I seriously considered
giving it to Tempe as a punishment to him. Because it would be the worst. And she's begging for a phone, which I don't think she's ready for. But I was considering letting her have it at home only.
Right.
And playing with it. And like I said, mostly just as a punishment to Ezra.
Right.
It would kill him.
It would, but it would also reinforce all the wrong crap with her, so we couldn't do it.
Which is why I didn't.
Right.
But it would have been sweet, sweet.
I don't disagree. So the one thing, I don't think we have a chance, because we didn't do the New Year's show because of whatnot. Because
I was gone.
Yeah. So talk about your trip.
We, a friend of mine that was a mom from the cheer group, one of the moms that was like a little more real. She's a single mom of a daughter that is a little older than Trent, like six, seven. Anyway, doesn't really matter. So she is a single parent and she works really, really hard at a really good job. So she often does little vacations with her daughter, and she has a 12-year-old son too.
Mm.
But he's gone a lot visiting with his dad's family and whatnot. So anyway, long story short, she was going with just her daughter up to Great Wolf Lodge for her daughter's birthday, which is New Year's Eve.
Right. And Great Wolf Lodge is this badass indoor water park.
It's an indoor water park.
With arcades and all sorts of other cool stuff.
They have an arcade, and they have like a Build-A-Bear type shop,
right.
And they have this MagiQuest game, which is like a location based
Harry Potter type game,
and like just all this fun stuff to do. And then on New Year's Eve, they also do a balloon drop and a dance party and like all this stuff. So she bought a room, and the minimum occupancy room size, the smallest one, is for six.
Right.
And she had two. So she's like, hey, do you want to bring, you know, one of the kids and come with me? I said, sure. Because she knew it's Trent's birthday coming up. And then she's like, well, I'd really like Tempe to be able to go. And long story short, I ended up going with the two little kids because Ezra was at his mom's.
Yep.
And she was not comfortable having you in the room with her, which... On the one hand, I'm like, man up, like, who cares?
Right.
On the other hand, it was her money, and I didn't really want to push her on it.
I didn't take any offense to it whatsoever because it was, you know.
I wasn't offended. I never would have been. But
at the same time, the only thing about it that sort of kind of bothered me was, like, if I was inviting somebody else's significant other out to do, I would
at least. The way I looked at it, because. When I was thinking about whether or not I should go or not, I decided if Chris called you and said, hey, I'm going to be going on a New Year's Eve fishing trip, but it's guys only, and you can only bring Ezra and Trent.
Right.
I would have been like, sure, go. Have fun.
Yeah. Which I did.
Right. So, but you get the idea. Like, I really wanted to weigh. I didn't want to be like, peace out. I'm going out for New Year's Eve, and you're not coming with.
Right.
But I also didn't want to pass up the opportunity for the kids to go do something that... logistically they've never gotten to do, because Tempe, we've been there one time before
and she was super
and
tiny.
She was not even two yet.
No.
So
and then Trent had never gone.
Trent had never been.
Right. So yeah, so what, and that was cool. So I ended up setting it up so you could do that, and then I went over to Chris's house actually, and we did the New Year's thing there. We watched
shitty 80s. Took the dogs.
Yep. And so we watched shitty 80s movies and drank some beers and had some dinner, and then watched the ball drop, and then by that time the dogs were completely done with being awake. you think I'm cranky if I don't get to bed by a certain time? These two little assholes, oh my god. And then the absolute pure unadulterated joy on their face when we pulled up and they saw home. They both sprinted into the door, sprinted straight to the bed, just sprinted onto the bed. And I'm like, well, still got to go outside and go potty. And they're like, both looking at me like, no. I'm like, no, we're not. You're not waking me up in 2 hours, though, to get a damn leak. So, well, I'm out to go to the bathroom, and they did. And then brought them back in. And then the next day, got up with them and got some stuff done around the house before you guys came back. And it was Tempe injured herself. That's what cut the day, right?
Yes, we did cut the second day a little short. So the way this place works is the day you check out, you can have to check out of your room by 11, but you can stay the entire rest of the day until 9 o'clock.
Right.
But you have to stay essentially by the poolside area. Right. My friend had actually rented, they have these little cabana rooms that are right next to the pool that have like a TV and a safe and a refrigerator and all this stuff. So we ended up staying there with them. We were planning to stay till 9, but A, the weather was getting rough. And B, Tempe ended up tripping on the stairs leading from one section to the other and skidded her entire, from her knee to her toe it just skidded, and it scraped just that top layer of skin off, and she was actually actively bleeding, and they don't really want you in the pool when you're actively bleeding.
Right. Yeah.
Not to mention it still hurt really bad. So.
Yeah. But that was one continuous, I'm like, I saw that, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
There's just no good way around
that. It's still pretty bad. It's been a week and it's still like, it's scabby and gross. Well,
but now it's the itchy phase. Uh-huh. And so she's wanting to itch at my honey. You can't. You'll just pick the scab off. It'll reopen and then you'll keep repeating this process. And she's like, she's wanting to scratch it so bad. She's just sitting there making faces and like, it itches so bad. I'm like, I know.
So the things that impressed me is that Trent absolutely fucking loves the water.
Yeah. Those swimming classes.
Those I think swimming really classes helped. Really helped. Okay. So you put him in so they have life jackets there.
Right. Required for certain kids.
By the second hour, I'm like, he does not need this. Unless he's going, unless he's going in the wave pool, there's nowhere that he needs the life jacket. Because all the water slides end in, you know, waist deep water.
Right.
The kids area goes maybe waist deep on him.
Right.
The only pool that goes higher is the wave wave pool, yeah. and he didn't like that wave pool anyway.
Right.
So I just let him take the life jacket off. He did all the water slides that he was capable of doing.
By himself.
He even went on the rafting one that's a little higher than his pay grade, but mm-hmm. technically he's tall enough.
Right.
He even did that one. We get to the bottom and we're still in the raft. He's like, that was awesome. And he's like, so excited. And then as I'm lifting him out of the raft, he's like, but I'm never doing it again.
That's what I love about that kid is he's so real about stuff like that. Like but yeah, that was cool as fuck. But you know what? I've experienced it. I'm good now. I never need to experience that again.
Scary for him. It was a new experience, but he did it, and he didn't, like, Tempe will cry through it and then cry after and then be like, yeah, it was okay. Yeah. Whereas he's the opposite. He'll be like, that was not okay, but I'm okay. Yeah. Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror, yeah.
He went the whole way without crying. And then the second I'm like, how was it? He's like, wah!
Yeah. But yeah, so it was just, but he does that with like a lot of stuff now. Like, so we've taken to this tactic, like the kids want to do something, but then we're like, okay, in order to do that, we've got to do this. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that now.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
he calls your bluff every time. Yeah. If you want dessert, you have to eat your vegetables. Okay. I don't want dessert.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're just like, no, wait.
Or the other night, when you were gone for one night this week, just one
right
overnight. And he was not going to sleep, not going to bed. He was having a hard time. I knew I couldn't threaten anything serious, like taking away his party or anything. But I'm like, if you're not going to lay down, I'm going to call Nana and she'll come pick you up and take you to her house. And you'll have to stay there two nights. And blah, you know, like, and he's like, okay, call her. I'm like, you fucker.
You son of a bitch. Forget you had forgotten that he's got the BB gun and the bow and arrow out there he can play with.
Yeah.
So he's like, go ahead. Call her, mama.
Call her.
I'll force 2 days on that woman.
Yeah. Well, and so I texted. I actually was like, I'm going to call this. I'm sure. Fine. Call my bluff. I'll call your bluff. So I texted my. She just didn't answer.
Right. Speaking of, did you get her arranged for tomorrow?
Yes. Okay. I tried. I haven't gotten a confirmation yet.
Gotcha. Okay. So I just, that popped in my head real quick as far as, you know, a little bit of childcare while we run our appointments and whatnot.
Yeah.
So. It's been an interesting couple of weeks all the way around. I'm excited for this whole eating healthy / exercising thing. I'm going to blow it up a little bit here in about a week because there are a couple things that I'm going to that I'm definitely not going to miss out on when I go over to Pennsylvania because I'm going there for work.
I don't blame you.
Cheesesteaks. Got to try an actual legitimate Philadelphia fucking cheesesteak.
That I'm really actually jealous about because, you know, I actually really, really dig a Northwestern take on a Philly cheesesteak. So I would be really excited to experience an actual one.
I'm going to be visiting with some of my podcast friends.
Yeah.
Eric from the Mediocre Show is already like, so we're doing Rib Saturday? I'm like, fuck yes, we're doing Rib Saturdays. Bring it. and whatnot. So I'm super stoked for that. And it's going to, and plus the area is just cool too. I mean, during the week when I don't have actual training going on, I'm going to try to hit some of the historical sites, maybe go find those stairs that Rocky ran up and down. I'm not running the fuckers. Don't think about that. None of that going on, but.
Well, maybe that's what you can do to burn off all the cheesesteaks.
Yeah, but maybe. Barf them back up after the top of the stairs. That was too much.
We were at circling back to John's Incredible Pizza. The kids really wanted to go on the Twister, which is like a amusement park ride type thing. It spins,
plus you spin the cart you're on. It's kind of like the octopus.
Yeah, and
or the spider.
Tempe could go on by herself. Ezra can go on by himself. Trent can't go on by himself. He has to have an adult, an 18 years or older adult with him.
Yep.
And he really wanted to go on it, and I really didn't, because I get motion sick, and I know you're even worse than I am.
I couldn't do it, yeah.
So, finally I caved in. I'm like, fine, well, I'll go on it together. And I get on that thing, and I swear, I made it about 85% of the way through. But that last 15%, I came so close to Harvey.
I have it on the video. Because you're smiling, your eyes are closed, and you're deep breathing. I've seen that face before. I've seen that when you're drunk.
Yes. Like, It's exactly that feeling.
You're trying to stop the spinning, and yeah.
Yeah, and so finally, the ride gets over, and we're still locked into the things, and Trent goes, are you going to puke, Mommy? I'm like, no, I'm fine. And I make the noise and kind of the motion, and I kind of aim it at him, and he just does, like, the duck and cover, like,
Yeah, you faked it out. He thought it was going to actually happen.
He really did. It was hilarious.
That is pretty awesome. Yeah, I'm excited for the Philadelphia trip. That's going to be fun for all the reasons, you know, being able to meet podcast friends to being able to go see. I've never been on the Eastern Seaboard at all.
Well, you've been to Florida, but
okay,
but that's not technically. I get that that's not really it.
Florida is okay. So I have been to the Eastern Seaboard, sort of. I've been in the middle of Florida.
That's, you've never been on the. So, okay, never mind.
Nope, I've been in the middle of Florida twice. Never mind, then. Orlando.
Never mind then. I'm wrong.
Yeah. So,
well, it's not like you're going to be super close to the ocean.
No, but I'll just be, I'll be on the East Coast more so. Florida is one of those weird things. Like,
it's its own sub vortex.
Kind of like Texas. Its own like little entity where you're like, you really don't exist anywhere. I mean, we would be okay if we lost you. Like, if you just didn't exist in the Union anymore, it really wouldn't affect us that much. I mean, we'd lose Disney World, but we could make that its own little, you know,
annexation.
Annexation of the United States and just lose the rest of you. It'd be totally okay.
Meh.
So.
No, I've been over when I was like 12, mm-hmm. 13. I went over on one of those Washington, D.C. trips and we went all over.
Right.
That direction, but that's it for me. And I've been to Florida.
Yeah. See, and that's the other thing. I'm trying to figure out how far of a drive it is from Philly to New York, and I think it's big enough that I can't make it
pretty far.
But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it's that big of a drive. But I think it's long enough that I'm not going to be able to squeeze it in anywhere on this particular trip.
Yeah.
I would love to get to go see New York City, and not only to do some I would do some of the legitimate touristy things. Sorry, Jake. but also because I could hopefully hook up with them too, and then try to do some of the cooler stuff that a standard resident of the area would go do. But I just don't know that I'm going to be able to squeeze the time in to get all the way out there and back. So it'll have to hopefully be at some other point in the future.
I would pay so much money to watch you drive in New York.
You'd probably end up having to, you would, because you'd have to go bail my ass out of jail.
So, you hate city driving, like, so hard.
It's not the city driving, it's the people that can't drive in the city.
No, no, no. No, I am calling you on that bullshit. You hate city driving. Fuck, there's construction. Fuck, I can only go this way on this street. Why can't I turn this way? All the entire way, whether there's other people or not, you are full of rage.
This is true.
So,
but that particular kind of rage happens on all the different, like, when they did the construction on Highway 30, we're going to shut it down during rush hour times. Wait, what? Like, there's all these other hours of the day where you could do this where you wouldn't affect fucking everybody that has to come this direction or go the other way, but you're going to close it down during rush hour.
Just saying.
Or, like, when down that by that that plate, that one office there that we went to a couple weeks back, where it's all on-street parking, but all the on-street parking is unavailable because they're currently doing construction. So it's like, well, how are all the businesses around here supposed to get any business done when they can't fucking get anybody to park anywhere near them because you guys have taken away all the on-street parking, but yet on-street parking is supposed to be somebody's not thinking when they plan these things.
That's generally true.
So I would probably try to avoid
driving
in New York. I would probably park somewhere outside of it and then, like, do the full touristy cabbie experience in or something like that, just so I can be abused by a New York taxi cab driver at least once.
I hope that's not a real thing. Speaking of Jake, do you want to?
Yes, that was actually a perfect segue. If I can find my, it's under one of these spots here. Where did I put it?
I don't think you put it on your balls.
It was actually sitting under that leg there. Normally I don't sit on my office chair, but I am tonight, and so I was having a hard time figuring out where I tucked my phone away. We do. We have a voicemail from Jake. I'm going to try to make sure I get my volume up loud enough this time, because... Oh, and he's, like, extra quiet. How do I do the speakerphone? That one. Try that again here.
Hello, it is Jake. So actually, it wasn't a hipster or a hobo. The correct term would be a hitchhiker. The hitchhiker.
The dance
hitchhiker. Princess hitchhiker.
Yeah.
After a regular hitchhiker. And then also Tempe, we found out, doesn't know what a hitchhiker is, because apparently the hitchhiker had a bike. So I don't know why somebody with a bike would need a hitchhike. But apparently she thought that it did. So yeah, I'm not confirming. I'm correcting. It's a hitchhiker, not a hobo. But it's just funny too. Anyway, love you guys. It's early. It's 6:15. We're about to walk into work. Why? Why do we do this to ourselves? Fuck you, corporate America. Sheeple. Anyway. Love you guys. Bye-bye. Don't be a douche.
I was going to say, 6:15 is early.
To be getting to work?
More than I've done that a few times myself. So, no, you are correct. It was a hitchhiker when you were here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hitchhiker with a bicycle, which was kind of funny because, yes, technically a hitchhiker wouldn't need. But it has since been upgraded a couple times. It went from a hitchhiker to a hobo.
Yeah.
And then from a hobo to
hipster.
And every time I'm trying to get it on video. So as soon as I have it on video, I'm going to put it out on the feed so people can see this because it's the funniest. Like, hello, folks. And she does the little weird thing with her arms. And I don't know where she got it from.
I don't know either.
So that's the part that always baffles me is I have no idea where this came from or what caused it.
You know
what
else came out of nowhere?
What?
Her fucking love of Pokemon.
Right?
It has become her entire world.
I know.
Overnight.
Yes. That was something I didn't put in for the notes, but yeah. I know where it came from. I just didn't realize it was going to take off like this. For Christmas, Trent picked out a starter set of Pokemon cards.
No, it was before that.
Because
my uncle got her the Pikachu.
Yes, that's right. Yes, she got a Pikachu.
And she's been mildly interested in Pokemon Go and stuff like that, but
right.
She got the Pikachu coat, and all of a sudden.
Right. And then
Trent got her Pokemon
cards for Christmas. And then she's been watching the damn show.
Religiously.
Right.
She's been writing down, so at the very end, they say a bunch of the names of the Pokemon, and she's been writing them down so that she can keep an act. I'm like, you know they have a list somewhere, right?
She's like, I'm making a database of all these, yeah. Well, you weren't there the one morning.
She paused it every time?
Yeah, it was like, you know, Snowblower and Pikachu and all these other ones. And I'm like, but it was like, it would stop and then be a nice long pause. Then all of a sudden, and I wasn't realizing what was going on. I was working on the computer or something like that. So it was these random Pikachu names like every 45 seconds to a minute with silence in between. So it'd be like dead silence. I'm like, Pikachu. I'm like, what? And then Squirtle. I'm like, what? What is it? And then I look and she's like writing them all down. And then on a couple of them, it would repeat because she'd rewind it because she couldn't figure out how to spell it.
Yep.
So she had to wait for the text to come up on the screen again. I'm like, oh my God, Tempe, stop. But now her quest has been to find a stuffed Pikachu.
Well, when we were at Great Wolf Lodge, she, she'd asked for one for Christmas and I couldn't find one.
Right.
And then we were at Great Wolf Lodge and there was something they were fighting about because I got them a pass that got them a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't split up quite even. Like some stuff was cooler than some stuff and some stuff they shared and and there was one thing that they both really wanted to do. And I'm like, let Trent have this one. Like it's really more his gear, you know? Right. She's like, but I really, and I'm like, well, to make it up to you, we'll go get you that stuffed Pikachu when we get home. At some point, I promise, we will find you a stuffed Pikachu. And it soothed the savage beast that is a Tempe. And I promptly forgot about it. Well, not forgot, but like put it in the back of my mind.
It wasn't as important to you as it was to her.
Well, and there was no way I could fix it while we were there.
Right.
It had to wait.
Right.
And she saw one in like a claw machine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not spending $20 on a claw machine.
Just to not get it.
So we've had to hunt. And the other day when it was about to snow, we went looking all over and couldn't find one. And so now I'm just sitting here going, I need a fucking stuffed Pikachu. And I'm sure we could order one off Amazon.
Yeah, we have found some on Amazon. We're thinking about getting them there. But it was just one of those things that you know, you came home and she was like crying and unconsolable. And I'm like, what's going on here? You're like, she wants a Pikachu. And I'm like,
that particular night, she just wanted me to drive all the way to Scappoose, which is a 20-minute drive, and back before dinner at 7 o'clock at night.
To see if maybe they had one. Right.
And I said no.
And so that did not make her too happy. So I'm just like, yeah. But I don't know where that came from. It was that was the part that was interesting. She just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just absolutely in love with Pokemon. Oh, here's one.
Small plush Pikachu.
On Amazon?
Yep, 15 bucks.
Yep. But they also have like the assorted like 18-piece different poses.
But it's not a stuffed.
I know. That's why I haven't gone and pulled the trigger on it yet. So
yikes. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yep. So, but yeah, that's I think that's the end of the old
episode
notes.
Oh, did we cover everything? I feel like we missed something.
We did the New Year's. We did the weed. We did the voicemail. We did the doggy drama. We talked about exercising. Unless you want to get into exercising more. And then we talked about a few extra things, too.
We could talk more about exercising. I'm feeling kind of pumped about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm doing the couch to 5K, which I've done before, or started before. I did that thing where I started it, and I signed up for a 5K to, like, motivate yourself. Mm-hmm. But then I never finished it, so I still did the 5K, but I just walked the whole time, and I felt like a lazy bitch.
The right was in agreement with that you didn't finish, not that you were a lazy bitch, so...
The
word came out. I know. Could have been misconstrued by the listeners. I wanted to make sure it was on the right, the correct emphasis of the pretzel. You know, I'm like,
you were agreeing with the didn't. Yeah. Anyway, so I started it, and I'm already on day three.
Right.
Plus, I did other type of workouts in between.
Right.
So I took one day off, but I haven't like completely, which I think was Friday.
Right.
Yes, it was Friday.
Yep.
So with a treadmill, that's the funny thing. And I posted about this on Facebook earlier tonight, but on the treadmill, let's say I'm going about half as far as I did when I went. And it might be that Google Map, because I did it based on Google Maps from here to where we stopped running and back.
Right.
So it could be a little bit off, but it can't be that far off, right?
Yeah, it looks like it was a difference of 50%. So
yeah, but that's what I'm saying is it's a difference of half.
Well, so now that you've got the Nike Run app on there, you should be able to start your run.
GPS. I'm thinking. I'm probably not going to do it tomorrow because I'm worried about ice.
Right.
But maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm going to run it again with my GPS on to see if it is as far as I think it is.
Right.
I think that. The treadmill's just off.
Might be.
And the reason I think that is because it's not as powerful a motor as it's old. It's 20 years old.
Right.
When I step on it, it like actually like when my feet are on it, it goes slower than when my feet are off of it by a lot.
Right. So, but it's getting us moving and going and pumping.
And the idea is we picked this up at Goodwill 2 or 3 years ago.
For like $40.
Actually like almost...
It was
when Trent was a baby.
No, because it was the first time we had been able to get away on our own to go on our anniversary. It was a year ago.
When we went to Medford.
Yes.
Okay. Or Springfield.
Springfield, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was when we went to the coast when he was a baby.
No. That was when we found the plates that we've been collecting.
Right.
Because we do that. We like to go antique shopping.
At Goodwill.
Yeah. Well, no, we just go to like thrift stores.
Yeah.
We pop some tags,
yep.
You know, like Macklemore or whatever.
So, at any rate, the point is we bought this for $40 to see if we will use it.
Right.
Because who wants to spend a fortune on something that you find out you don't use?
Right.
And we've had the elliptical and not used it.
But well, I didn't like that the elliptical. No, I so the elliptical they had at the hotel.
Yeah, but those are even more expensive when they're the huge,
I know.
The good ones.
But that, I could do that one. The one that we, that little
it
one
was
we
too
had.
Too dinky.
Well, that and it was, I didn't have, I had to bend over in this weird position to use it, and it hurt to use. It made my lower back hurt. So I'm still with you. We're going to keep trying it until for sure, but I'm actually really digging the treadmill because for me, it's harder for me to get out of the house and go out and do this kind of stuff. And I'm going to eventually do it anyways, but it's easier for me to find time. Oh, I got 20 minutes. I'm going to hop on the treadmill.
Right. I'm finding it easier. Because it feels like you don't have the excuse of it's raining outside. You don't have the excuse of it's cold outside or it's hot. I mean, we have hot summers too.
And I think that once we get to the point, once we get to a certain point where it's easy for us to keep exercising,
right?
That going out there and experiencing those
Right.
That'll be all part of the right. thing. But for me, it's like tonight, I had some time between when we had finished dessert and dinner and all that jazz, and when we were going to get the kids to bed, and we were watching Hunger Games. I'm like, well, I'm watching this, so I'm going to watch this while I walk on the treadmill. So mm-hmm. I hopped on the treadmill and did a 30-minute.
Yeah, and the only thing so far that's bugging me is that it's so loud that we have to turn the TV up way loud. Right. But we have the headphones for watching TV, so I think we'll
get those hooked up. And then put them on and use those, and do that.
Because the kids weren't watching it anyway.
Right. Yeah, they're doing their own thing. So, and the other thing, the only thing I'm having a problem with on this treadmill is that my stride is almost the length of the treadmill. So it's hard. There's a very specific position that I have to stay in mm-hmm. in order not to fall off of it.
Yep.
Which I didn't have the problem with that without one at the hotel. So we will, if we like that, if we like this enough, we'll get a much better one. But this is a good way for us to get to break the ice, so to speak.
Right.
And really kind of get into the hang of it. And then we can go out and we can set a budget and say, okay, here's what we want. And here's what it's going to cost. And we'll just start saving for it.
And find a good one.
Yeah.
That has all the things.
Because the one thing that one at the hotel had that I really missed was it had built-in fans. I'm like, I'm surprised I'm not as overheated as I should be for doing this. And I look, I'm like, holy shit, it's got fans blowing cool air on me. This is awesome. So, yeah. But I'm pretty pumped. We've been it's honestly true that it's easier to be healthy, eat healthy, and do the exercise thing when you're in a relationship if both people are to some extent or another committed to it and we're helping each other out.
Right.
Like, when it's just one of us, it's really difficult when, like, somebody's eating a goddamn bacon cheeseburger and the other person's like, I got my rabbit food.
Or somebody brings home cinnamon rolls.
That, yes. But I think a cheat day is allowed.
Right, but I cheated hardcore when we went to John's Incredible Pizza because I had ice cream, too.
Yeah. See, I skipped the ice cream. I didn't have ice cream.
You didn't? Mm-mm. I didn't have very much. I mean, I only...
Because I had the white cherry icy.
Oh.
So I skipped the ice cream. One for the other. But yeah, so, and I'm already down almost 4 pounds, 4.5, or what was it? It's either 3.5 or 4.5 pounds. I can't remember which, but I'm down. So from the last time I weighed in last a week ago, literally to the day. Mm-hmm. So it's helping. And I'm, so now instead of just sitting in the hotel rooms watching TV or whatnot, I'm going to have a nice little time where I can go work and do a little workout session and take advantage of the fact that, and it's one of those things too, that it's like, you start thinking about it now, you're like, oh God, I've been doing this on the life on the road stuff for quite some time. And I could have been doing this for, I could have access to these nice machines for a long time. And I didn't do that. I'm a dumbass. So,
well,
stupid.
Not really. Cause everybody does that.
Right. So, but yeah, so I'm stoked for us. We can even do a little exercise-y talk. I know we're not going to get super deep into it because it's not something that a lot of people like to talk about, but it's nice to kind of hear just the goals we set and if we meet them and whatnot, etc.
I just want to shop in a normal store again. No, seriously. Yeah. It sucks having to pay a premium for being fat. Because well, you see, do, because fat lady clothes cost more, period.
I understand. For me, though, I'm going to lose weight and that's going to be all fine and dandy, but my build overall, I still have to buy a certain size clothes just because of I'm tall in certain spots where other people are short and I'm short in spots where the people are tall, but I've got super long torso. My legs are normal average size for a person, but I got like a really long back. So I have to like do the big and tall t-shirts, but like with like the normal size, actually shorter than normal pants for my waist size and whatnot. And so it makes it for me this really odd size to be at. So I'm hoping jeans will be a little easier to find, except for the length that I have. It's a 30-inch inseam length that is like, it's not standard. Like, it's super hard to find that length, that inseam length on a regular basis. Hi, Tempe. So, and we've got a Tempe that woke up, so hold on 1 second here. Sorry about the interruption there. Tempe, her Band-Aids were hurting.
Yep.
From the Neosporin on the wound from the New Year's adventure. So, but yeah, that's the gist of it. That's kind of been the synopsis of the last couple of weeks. So, yeah. Yahoo, we'll have more for you. We got to figure out how we're going to do this next show because we might miss because of I take off this Friday.
You take off on Friday unless we want to do like a mini episode on like Thursday. We might
end up doing that. So if something hops in the feed next week, great. If not, understands because I'm actually going to be out of town. But we'll try to get something in there depending on how the week goes and how things happen and whatnot. So otherwise, unless you have something else to add, babe.
Nope.
All right. Until next time, try not to be shitty parents.
Bye.
If you'd like to contact the show, you can send us an email to grounded@badparentingpodcast.com. Leave us a voicemail at 503-609-0375 or reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, or Twitter.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Bad Parenting Podcast, a conversational show about all aspects of parenting, the good, the bad, and the smelly.
It's out there now. Here it goes.